Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for coming today and for listening. And we are going to go through a whole chapter of the Bible today, Deuteronomy chapter 13. And I hope that this exercise is helpful to you in realizing how quickly it can take just to read a chapter of the Bible. And when you read it a chapter at a time, you're more apt to get the context of what you're reading. And of course, if you read a whole book, then you will truly get that context. Sometimes I like to just sit down and read an entire book of the Bible. This is a pretty long one, Deuteronomy, but it's just really helpful to gather the whole bit of information at one time. All right, Deuteronomy 13 in the World English Bible, it says this. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke to you, saying, "Let's go after other gods which you have not known, and let's serve them," you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or to that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your God is testing you to know whether you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your God, fear him, keep his commandments, and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cling to him. That prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken rebellion against Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage to draw you aside out of the way which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk in. So you shall remove all the evil from among you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul, entices you secretly, saying, "Let's go and serve other gods," which you have not known, you nor your fathers, or of the gods of the people who are around you, near to you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him, nor listen to him. Neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first on him to put to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. You shall stone him to death with stones, because he has sought to draw you away from Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. All Israel shall hear and fear, and shall not do any more wickedness like this among you. If you hear about one of your cities, which Yahweh your God gives you to dwell there, that certain wicked fellows have gone out from among you and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, "Let's go and serve other gods," which you have not known, then you shall inquire, investigate, and ask diligently. Behold, if it is true and the thing certain that such abomination was done among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly with all that is therein and its livestock with the edge of the sword. You shall gather all its plunder into the middle of the street and shall burn it with fire in the city, with all of its plunder to Yahweh your God. It shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. Nothing of the devoted thing shall cling to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy and have compassion on you and multiply you as he has sworn to your fathers. When you listen to Yahweh, your God's voice, to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do that which is right in Yahweh, your God's eyes. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, you so very much took seriously this luring away of people away from you toward other things, toward other gods, toward other kingdoms. And Lord, in light of that, it just causes me to be afraid a little bit, to wonder how much my heart has walked toward the kingdom of this world, to have the same values as the world has, rather than having the values that you have. Lord, the penalty here is pretty severe, death. But we see some of this language in the New Testament that we're supposed to put to death of deeds of the flesh. And in that sense, it's very easy to pray, "Lord, teach me to put to death those things that I do that do not honor you." Lord, we want to follow hard after you. We want to cling to you, as the scripture says. And to cling to you means to forsake the world system, to forsake the way the world perceives things, to forsake the world's politics, to forsake popular quote-unquote theology. It's to walk away from that which is popular and walking toward the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You get to have the final say. We are not the arbiters of truth. You are. And so we just submit to you and we love you and we thank you for your steadiness. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. If you want to support the podcast through advertising, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com.